So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome to the podcast today. Hope you're well. Got the dog barking, which is always nice. Just as you're about to go live, the dog starts barking. And about 5 minutes ago, we had the postman at the door. I mean, postman always rings twice or something. Anyway, let me just stick that back in there. Okay, so let's talk about website reports. Not the most exciting of subjects, unless you actually want website reports. And unless your website and you have no idea what it's doing, this can give you an indication as to what's happening on your website. Now, one of the things I was going to do, I'm not going to share it, but I'm just going to pull up one of our clients' websites, and that will help give me an indication as to the type of stuff that you should be looking for. So here we go. Let me just pull that up. Okay, so first of all, number one is website traffic. Like the very first thing, obviously, it should be obvious, but maybe it's not. Website traffic. You want to look at your website traffic, and specifically, what direction is it going in? Is it going up, which means you've got more people actually visiting it, or is it going down, which means you've got less people visiting it? Quite simple, but actually understanding which direction that's going in can help you understand the type of stuff that you need to be putting out on social media to drive more people back to your website. Now, I'm a big believer in driving everybody back to your website. In fact, there's two places where you want to send people to. One is a Facebook group, and the second one is your website. Now, you send them to a Facebook group because you can get them inside a Facebook group. You've got a set number of people that are going to constantly see your content. You can interact with them. You're getting ideas who's interested in the sort of stuff that you do. And then the second one is my phone's just thinking I'm talking to it. Bixby is so rubbish on Samsung. So the second one is your website. And the reason why you want to drive them to your website is that you want to see using your website reports, what pages we're going to go on, how long we're going to go on the website for, and so on. But not only that, it enables you to have a pixel from Facebook embedded on your website, so you can track where people are going. So, for example, if you go to our website design page, we got a pixel on that page so that we can then serve you an advert for website design on Facebook. If you go to a content page or Facebook ads page, we can serve you an advert for content or Facebook ads. So it's very important to be sending traffic back to your website. So we want to know how many website visitors you're actually getting to see which trend. Where's the trend going? The trend is your friend till the bend in the end, as they say in Forex. As I look at this client's, and we're not going to show this because it's private information, of course, but you don't know who the client is, so it's fine. But when I look at this, one of the things that we notice is that when we post social media posts, what follows the post is a direct correlation between website visitors and the posts that we're putting out. So, for example, here on the 18th of Feb, we put out a certain number of posts, and that certain number of posts the following day had a website increase. Then we put out another post, and the following day after that, we had a website increase. And what's interesting is that it's not always the day that you're posting out on social media you get these website increases. Sometimes it's the day after. Sometimes it's a week after. Sometimes you have content that you posted last week, and actually that's the thing a week later that sent more traffic to a specific page. And we know this because we've got lots of different landing pages. So we can see what's actually happening with the trend on the website directly proportional to the amount of posts that we put out on social media. There is a correlation there. And if you're not putting posts out on social media, you're not going to see this correlation. And if you are putting posts out on social media, but there's no call to action to a specific web page, then again, you're not going to see that. So you want to be able to post on social media. And it should be a mix of stuff. It should be, you know, I love the jab, jab, jab hook, content, 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 sell something. I like that. And that's what we do. Some of it's value, some of it's posting, sign up for our stuff kind of thing. But that's what we do. And it works really, really well. And so that website traffic is really important. Then the second aspect of website traffic as well is how many new visitors versus returning visitors. And so, for example, on this particular website, they've got 79.24% of visitors are new visitors, which means 20.76% are returning visitors. Now, think about that for a second. This is one of the reasons why we use things like Facebook pixels. It's because most people who hit this website are brand new. They've never been to this website before. They're new visitors. They've never, ever, ever been to this website. That's 80% of all visitors at this website in the last, what's this, in the last 2 weeks have never been to this website before. So think about that. You've got, as we say, you've got 7 seconds to capture someone's interest on a website. And if you've not done that within 7 seconds, they've gone on to something else because they've lost interest or, you know, they've got four other websites to look at. So you've got to capture interest. But within that 7 seconds, not only do they bounce off your website, we call that a bounce rate, which we will talk about, I'm sure. But not only do they bounce off that website within 7 seconds, but also they'll never, ever, ever come back to your website. So one of the reasons why we run Facebook ad pixels is so that if you land on our website page or this client's page, I don't know who this client is actually, but if you land on one of their pages, we can actually run Facebook ads for this person to drive traffic back to that page. So if it's 80% of visitors that are brand new, we can get some of those people back. Bear in mind that 80% of people will never ever come back to your website. 80%. That's crazy. And actually, it's usually higher than that. It's like 93% is industry average, or not industry average, but average across the board. 93% of people will never come back. 80% are doing quite well. That's how ridiculous it absolutely is. And so you've got website traffic, what's the growth? You've got website visitor metrics, what's happening there. And then also to do with growth, this tells us it's actually down 4.93% in the last 2 weeks compared with the previous period. And so website traffic has actually dropped just slightly at 5%. And so that's website traffic. Let me just talk about bounce rate. It should be on here. Here we go. Bounce rate is 75%. So that's people who jump on the website, they're only on for a few seconds, and then they bounce straight off. And you want to keep that bounce rate as low as you can. That's the ideal. Okay, let's talk about website sources next. Website sources basically means where's your visitors coming from? So which traffic source is responsible for sending the most visitors and so on. And so, for example, on our reporting that we do here, we've got, for example, traffic sources, and we've got four, okay? You've got social media, you've got referral, you've got direct, and you've got organic search. Organic search is basically Google search. So 13% of all website traffic actually comes from social media. That's pretty good, right? Referral is just other people's websites. That's 4.3%. Direct, that's people typing in the name of a website. That's 44%. And organic search, that's search rankings coming up on Google. That's 20%. Traffic from social decreased by 11%. So that's like, okay, are we sending out the right type of content for this person if traffic has decreased, or actually has their search engine optimization campaign kicked in and now they're getting more traffic from SEO? That's not to say they're not getting as much traffic, but as a percentage, there's less coming from social media because now the SEO's kicked in. And so these are the questions that you should be analyzing on your website. And Rob, yes, I've just seen your message. I will do that for you. Keep the message up there in case I forget. But yeah, I'll drop you a message. Website traffic decreased from other websites by 24%. Bear in mind that only 4.3% of that is referral. So it last 2 weeks was probably 5 or 6%. Now it's only 4.3. So a massive drop there of 25%. But it was so small to begin with anyway. But again, maybe SEO has actually kicked in. And then traffic from search has increased by 28%. So there you go. Traffic from search has increased by 28%. That, the reason is SEO has kicked in. So we've got traffic from social going down as a percentage. And this is the bit to remember. This is percentages. This is not visitor numbers. This is as a percentage. So if one goes up, the other's got to go down because there's only 100 in a percent, right? So if traffic from social has decreased and traffic from other websites has decreased, the other one's probably gone up, which is exactly what's happened here. And so understanding what these website sources are is really important. Now, one of the next things on here is, from a social media point of view, we can actually break that down a little bit further, and we can work out where are the traffic coming from your social media sources. So, for example, here we've got Facebook is 90.8, Instagram is 3.9. That's actually quite good for this client on Instagram, believe it or not. It's not an Instagrammable thing, so if I get any Instagram stuff off that, that's more luck than anything. Twitter, 2.6%. I'm sure they just go on Twitter to argue, so that's quite good. And LinkedIn, 2%. Obviously, most of the traffic comes from Facebook, and really this business is on Facebook more than any other source anyway, and so that's where a large proportion of traffic will come from. But think about this for a second. I don't know what happened to my voice there. Think about this for a second. If you've got 90% of your traffic coming from Facebook, does that mean you're doing really good on Facebook? Of course it does, right? But then, is there something extra you could be doing on LinkedIn? Is there exclusive content that you could just do for exclusive LinkedIn content, just to try and drive a bit more traffic? Is there extra little bit of effort on some of the images that you can post onto Instagram? And I know from the client that images on Instagram are really boring posts. It's quite a technical thing that they actually do. And so it's really hard to get traffic from Instagram on this technical stuff that they do. And so, you know, that's fair enough. LinkedIn, 2.6%, they can definitely do something better there. And that's website sources. Actually understanding where this is coming from is absolutely vital. Okay, website engagement. So what does this mean? We talked about bounce rate, and bounce rate should really come under here. How often are the people staying on the website for? Like literally, how many minutes are they staying on for? And we've got average session duration here is 1 minute. Okay. The number of pages per session is 1.7, and number of returning visitors is 20%, but we covered that before. So the average session duration has decreased by 10%, which actually isn't that much. It's like, what, 6 seconds drop. Now, I know on my website, because we've got lots and lots of pages, if you compare this to my website, I think my average duration is like 5.6 minutes. The average number of pages looked at is like 3.2, I think it was. And returning visitors is probably more because we run some retargeting off Facebook. And so this is all, again, stuff that you actually want to look at over a period of time to actually see what's happening. And then the other thing that we want to look at is visitor demographics. Where are the visitors coming from? Now, it could be that the website is a global website, or it could be that it's a very local type of website. So here, for example, what's really interesting is 50% of all the visitors actually come from the UK, only 50%. Now, this is actually a global business that they actually run here, and they sell to people overseas as well. So 49.8% actually came from the UK, 22% came from the United States, 6.9% from India. Now, let's look at this. China, 5.4%, Ireland, 1.4%, Nigeria, 0.9%. So what's interesting here is you've got 50 UK, 22 from the US, 6.9 from India, and 5.9 from China. So some of the BRIC company, Brazil, India, China, are kind of coming up on that, not Brazil. So, but 75% are US based and UK based. And so what you might want to consider is making your content a little bit more US based, not at the expense of losing your UK traffic, but just actually acknowledging that throughout the website. Actually might, you know, bang a few American flags up there. Don't do that. But, you know, as a concept, that might actually have a little bit about it. But this is website engagement. Let's talk about the last one here, which is website top pages on your website. So what are the top pages? So, for example, the homepage here has 14% of all traffic. Now, I know that when we post for them, sometimes we're driving people to the homepage. Other times we're posting them to the other pages that are what we would call like their core pages, if you like. So this one here, then their most popular page in the last 14 days has 9% of all traffic. The next one has 7.9%. The next one has 6%, 6.6%. Next one has 5.3%. The next one has 5, 3.5 and 2.9. And why is that important? And by the way, this is Google Analytics where we're pulling this data from. You can actually go into Google Analytics and you can get an awful lot of data if you want to actually drill down. But most of our clients, they don't actually want to do this. They just want to get this report and they'll spend 5 minutes running through the report and they find it interesting. And we might get them on the phone and then we'll talk about what's the strategy going forward for the next 30 days. How can we increase traffic from SEO? How can we get more people from LinkedIn, like we said? How can we get more people, you know, let's pick one of the lower ranking pages, this one here that has 5.3% of all traffic. What can we do there to drive more traffic to that specific page? Obviously, if they've got a product, which is their top product, and it's not getting as much traffic as, say, their next most, you know, the second most popular page. And by the way, the most popular page on most websites is going to be the home page. So we kind of delete that one. Really, it's what's the next popular page after that? So if you've got a major product and that's not the second most popular page on your website, that's the thing to focus on. And what can we do to drive more traffic to that specific page? Is it traffic coming from social media? Is it an SEO campaign? Is it a Facebook ads campaign? Is it something that's plastered all over the homepage to go to that main page? What is that? And so there's some analysis that goes on here, or diagnosis that goes on. And that's the kind of thing that you should be looking at as well. And I think that's probably it. I guess the only other thing that's on here that we don't actually pay any attention to, but it's quite interesting. What's the top browsers? What are people looking at on your website? So, for example, Chrome, actually, it's 55% of all traffic comes from Chrome. And Chrome is desktop-based. Safari, so that's Apple Mac, that's 31%. So what, 86% comes from Chrome or Safari. We have some people using Edge. They're clearly living in the 70s. 3.3%. Safari in-app 2.2, Firefox 2.1, Samsung Internet 1.7, Android WebView 1.7. So that actually tells me that 86% of all our traffic comes from desktop, which is highly unusual. Normally it's like 55% from desktop, 45% from mobile. But then the other thing that's interesting here is, we've got top cities, so London's really popular. In terms of iOS, so for people who are coming from mobile devices, which mobile devices? So iOS is 28%. So all the website traffic that comes from mobile devices, 28% is iOS, 24% is Windows, 15.6% is Android, Linux is 14%, Mac is 14%. Chrome OS is 0.9%. So all of this stuff I find really interesting. And if you're not that interested in website traffic, and if you're not that interested in growing your business, then it's not that interesting. But the people I know, you know, the people we work with are actually interested in growing their business. And so you need to be getting website reports. One of the biggest things that kind of blows me away is when I say to people, have you got Google Analytics on your website? And they go, oh, I don't know. Let's speak to my website designer. Now, maybe this is because I was born with marketing all over the place, right? And I'm a marketer. And maybe it's because I'm a marketer. This is the kind of thing we focus on. When we grow our business, we look at stats because we want to look at where can we improve our marketing. And if you're not that way inclined, you know, if you're a plumber and boilers is your thing, looking at Google Analytics, it's all gobbledygook, you know? It's like me looking at boilers is gobbledygook. It's same for a plumber looking at Google Analytics. It's all gobbledygook as well. So I understand why people don't want to look at it. But if this is the thing that can grow your business by 20% in the next 12 months, if this is the thing that can grow revenues by 12.3% in the next 12 months based on an SEO campaign or a Facebook ad campaign or a pixel retargeting campaign or an SEO search engine optimization campaign or a content creation campaign, why would you not want to do that? Why would you not go, okay, 12 months ago we were here, 12 months later we're here, we can see the increase, we can put that down to this specifically. That's what marketing is, and that's really what growing your business should be about as well. So hopefully that's useful. Rob, if you're still watching, I'll drop you a quick email. And in the meantime, we'll catch up with you guys soon. Have yourselves a wicked day. We'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.